State leaders have agreed to submit driver's licence photos of citizens to the federal government to be put on a biometric facial recognition database. Malcolm Turnbull says the move is about keeping Australians safe from terrorism, but privacy advocates are not convinced. The Wire's Rachel McDonald has this report.
The government will soon have the faces of Australian drivers on file, one of the new measures announced at the National Security Summit this week. David Vale is the chair of the Australian Privacy Foundation. He says the plan is an overreaction.
The system at the moment ain't broke, so why fix it with something that creates a lot of other problems? Australia has a very low rate of actual terrorist casualties. To me, that demonstrates that this is a problem of a sort of political perception. Terrorism is something where the terrorists want to exaggerate the threat, and actually governments and politicians want to exaggerate it as well. A sensible response would be to be realistic and to not actually sort of go nuts and have a moral panic about it.
Do you have concerns for what this could be used for in the future?
It's not the future, it's what it's likely to be used for in the first place. The claim is that it's to use for anti-terror purposes, and depending on whether it works or not, there may be some potential benefits there. The real problem, though, is for in a country like Australia, where the actual threat of terrorism is very, very, very low, you have a really serious problem with automated tools that have an error rate. Say, hypothetically, that you had a very high accuracy system, say only 1% error, but you use it for, scanning everybody going to the grand final, or maybe 100,000 people. If it's 1% wrong, you've got 1,000 people who are false positives, who are subject to scrutiny and maybe flagged or tagged or put on a blacklist or put on a watch list without a warrant, without suspicion. What you create using it for this sort of purpose is actually a structural risk to everybody that's being used against.
Australians, by and large, already share masses of their personal information online.
Some do. People who are well informed don't, and people who are damaged or hurt by it tend not to, but people who have been seduced by the commercial operators saying you'll feel better if you overshare information and if you don't ask anyone else if you overshare their information, a lot of those people do sort of share a lot. Facebook and Instagram are very good things to talk about. They have this massive level of photographs floating around on them. What you have at the moment is a mass migration of the police service and intelligence services to using Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those sorts of sources under the branding that they use of open source information. They treat it as if they have a social license to use all of that as criminal intelligence and, national security and intelligence material.
David Vale, chair of the Australian Privacy Foundation. Greg Barton is a counter-terrorism expert and professor of global and local politics at Deakin University. He says the plan has potential for success if done right.
Look, it's one of those things that always raises questions of privacy and sort of technology creep, but in the context of what is being proposed and in the context of what they already have, it seems like a reasonable improvement. It basically gives them timely access to photograph recognition as opposed to a process they already have, which can take days or a week or more. For the purposes they're proposing, if it leads to positive ID verification and it means that people aren't wrongly identified and mistaken, it could have a net benefit. I don't think on balance it represents a extreme intrusion on public privacy, as long as checks and balances are in place.
What kind of checks and balances do you think would be most important to make sure that people aren't harmed in this?
Well, the first thing is to be confident that the technology is reviewed and checked so that to the extent there's an assumption made about somebody's ID, it's properly checked. The technology that I think the government is now talking about ultimately is 3D facial recognition, but of course the database for driver's licenses is still 2D, so there's still an element of a fair chance of error in making a match. So we need to see acknowledgement of that. I think the way technology is going, we'll end up with 3D facial recognition and biometrics, which appears to be the case with the airport entry and exit system already. In the transition, the danger is we'll make the same mistake we made with fingerprints.
Is the potential for using this technology for minor offences in the future a concern?
What the government is talking about today are very serious crimes, terrorism in particular, violent crimes, and the public, I think, is reasonably willing to compromise some degree of privacy to prevent a very serious violent crime. But that same excuse shouldn't be made, for example, of arresting somebody over recreational drugs or a traffic infringement. If there aren't proper checks put in place and it creeps down to sort of minor issues, then that would be an abuse and that would be a real cause for concern.